WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan School Board members last night promoted two administrators to the central office for newly elevated roles and brought in a third person to fill a new position. Julie Harlan was among those talking about the principal who helped start Bryan Collegiate High School, Christina Richardson, becoming the district's director of advanced academics.
I mean, it's sad to lose a great principal, but on the other hand, I think her impact can be even broader.
The district's new director of data statistics, testing, and assessment is Jill Morris, and a former coworker of new superintendent Christy Whitbeck in Fort Bend will be her chief of staff. Ginger Carabine's husband, Mike, was hired last week as the new boys basketball head coach at Rudder. Bigger pay raises for some College Station school district employees as part of tonight's school board agenda.
Most CSISD employees will get a raise of 1.5%, and the district will contribute another $10 a month towards health insurance. Among those getting more, a $1,300 increase for first-year teachers, an additional $2 per hour for computer techs, and around $1 an hour more for custodians, school lunch workers, bus monitors, and classroom instructional assistants. Administrators are also asking approval of giving the city of College Station $450,000 as the district's share of widening Reuter Road past the new Welburn Middle School. Other business includes possibly taking final action on CSISD's first written policy for future changes to campus boundaries. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the third time since October, an inmate in the Brazos County Jail awaiting trial on a murder charge is accused of assaulting a detention officer. 39-year-old Nathaniel Tillery of Bryan is accused of grabbing the deputy by the neck or throat and forcing his head into a table. The detention officer received medical treatment and was released following the Sunday night incident. According to online records, Tillery is scheduled for a jury trial next January on charges of assaulting, robbing, kidnapping, then killing a College Station convenience store clerk more than two years ago. Changes are coming to College Station's rental registration program. The City Council has directed staff to add fourplexes, as requested by the city's Community Development Director, Debbie Eller.
The majority of the problems that we have are with fourplex units that may be individually owned or owned by a group. And so when we have a violation at that fourplex, sometimes we have trouble finding a local contact or a management company to contact to address the issues.
Eller supported Councilman James Benham's request to drop the annual renewal required by property owners unless there are changes in contact information and or owners.
The time spent trying to gain compliance, that really takes up the majority of our time, is trying to chase down the properties that register one time, don't register again, or they're rentals and we have to, you know, enforce them to get them registered in the first place.
College Station has more than 8,300 registered rental properties and maybe as many as 2,000 more that need to be registered. 2.5 months have passed since the departure of the longtime leader of the Research Valley Partnership. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson announced at the last council meeting about the progress of finding the successor of the Regional Economic Development Agency to Todd McDaniel.
That is going very well. I think we're down to 6 or fewer finalists. Bring them in for interviews.
At the council meeting and on our show, Nelson did not disclose how many, if any, of the finalists were local candidates. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. Call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader, and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Imagine waking each morning to friendly faces in graceful surroundings.
Imagine a full-service lifestyle with no large entry fee.
Imagine an incomparable setting conveniently located in the heart of traditions.
Imagine uncompromising hospitality and dedicated service.
Imagine exceptional senior living.
Imagine Park at Traditions.
Offering independent living, assisted living, and memory care options, Park at Traditions is now leasing. Learn more and connect with us at parkattraditions.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 610. Aransas Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Fair amount of sunshine today. It should lead to temperatures probably reaching 90 to 95 this afternoon. May even see a shower or thunderstorm come through. It's clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75 to 80. Partial sun for tomorrow. Temperatures, they're going to be somewhere between 95 and 100. Tomorrow night clear, 75 to 80. More sun in the forecast for the day on Thursday, and it's a hot one. Temperatures Thursday afternoon, 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at some of the new inductees into the A&M Athletics Hall of Fame. Meanwhile, the Big 12's media days began yesterday. We'll take a look at some of the statements from the event. And it was a bad night for Texas teams in Major League Baseball as the Astros dropped the first game in their series with the Mariners while the Rangers fell to the Orioles. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. Welcome back, Chelsea.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
I know because you're looking forward to waking up early.
Oh. Yeah, it felt so good when my alarm went off this morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Felt just right at home.
Coming up later on this morning, the story of a 7 million pound recall. Hot dogs, 7 million pounds of them.
What do you do with that?
I don't know. The reason is contaminated with extraneous material.
I mean, isn't that always?
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought hot dogs was all about.
Hot dogs are made of, yeah.
Just a nice way to say extraneous materials. Mm. Anyway, we'll tell you about that.
Okay.
And in the meantime, an anti-pervert weapon has been introduced in China, marketed to women.
All right.
Okay? It is a handheld flamethrower.
Yeah, give me one of those.
Capable of hurling a stream of fire about 2 feet long.
And
they sell for $40. The mini flamethrowers, amazingly, has sparked controversy in China.
Really?
Yeah. One newspaper said, well, of course perverts are scary, but what's even scarier is the devices themselves.
Yeah.
And
if they're used for non-perverts.
Yeah. Well, again, and don't know what the design is. I'm hoping there's some sort of safety device on there.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're trying to light the gas grill, aside from that usage, I can't imagine why you would need a 2 foot long.
Well, and what constitutes a pervert and your right to flamethrow at them? Somebody looks at you wrong?
That's fry perv.
Wow. I had never thought about that.
Burn, exactly. Perv.
You are kind of a judge and jury right there.
Yeah.
How dare you compliment me?
Info.
Mation.
Yeah. How dare you say something nice about me? Yeah. I'll show you. Okay. So then, of course, we'll have to have the flamethrower shields for people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Curve shields?
Well, I don't know. Or you know, two people get them and they do like lightsaber battles.
Oh, yeah. That can't be safe.
It's rodeo time in the Brazos Valley. Brian Broadcasting, Lithia Dodge, Cavender's Boot City, Coors, and Producers Cooperative are proud to present the 46th Annual Brian Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo at the Brazos County Expo Complex, 7:30 p.m. each night, July 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Thursday night is 40-head bull riding. Friday night and Saturday night is the PRCA Rodeo. Professional rodeo at its best with some of the top PRCA cowboys and cowgirls, along with the Sammy Catalina Rodeo Company. All three nights include rodeo clowns, specialty acts, bullfighting, the world-famous Catalina Cowgirls, and the Southern Tour of the Mini Bareback Riding World Championship Series. For the kids, there'll be a petting zoo, pony rides, calf scramble, and mutton busting. Advance tickets may be purchased at Cavender's Boot City, Producers Cooperative, Catalina Hatters, Texas Rose Boutique, Lithia Dodge, and the Eagle. Be part of the Old West while supporting the Brian Breakfast Lions Club. That's July 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 7:30 p.m. We'll see you at the rodeo. More info and event listing, go to brianrodeo.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:14. News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs were in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Chelsea, you weren't here yesterday. It was World Emoji Day.
Oh, so nice. And I like emojis, unlike you, Scott.
I know, and I have an emoji story today.
Oh, good.
And I forgot to bring an emoji in this morning. I was going to give it to you as a welcome back. I'd actually gotten it when I was gone a month ago. I'll bring the emoji in someday this week, and you can leave it right there on your news desk, you and Mr. Oliver can share that. But anyway,
perfect.
So, yeah, National Emoji Day. It's day 199. We got 166 of them to go. It is National Sour Candy Day.
Okay.
So if you know if you're liking that, you want to do that, then that's a good thing. It's also Caviar Day.
Mm.
Okay, a little bit of that works. You know,
fancy stuff.
Put it on your toast points or whatever they're called. It's also a Perfect Family Day. I'm guessing perfect means the day, not the family, because nobody's got a perfect family.
Right, okay, yeah. that makes sense. Then.
Or if you think you do, then you're wrong.
Then you're probably celebrating every day because because
of your perfect
like
family.
That.
Yeah,
so sure. Perfect.
It's National Hamilton's Day. This is recognizes the face on the $10 bill, which can purchase not nearly as much as it used to be able to. But
true. Well, and wasn't that going to change until Hamilton came out and became that, like, you know, a huge success via, you know, just society?
Yep. Yep.
And people were like, mm-hmm. oh, just kidding. We still want him.
That's right. Younger people said, oh, now
oh,
that
guy.
Who,
we know who
he
is.
Now
yeah.
he's popular.
Oh,
so, yeah.
There you are. Okay. And we've got birthdays here.
We do have some birthdays. Kristen Bell is 37.
She is the voice of Gossip Girl. And I don't know. I'm obviously. Most of our listeners don't listen to that. But it's a show. It started off as books and it's a show, but Gossip Girl is just a narrator. You never see her, but Kristen Bell is the voice of her.
Well, no, all right. Well, so what is Gossip Girl?
Oh gosh, it's just a, you know, kind of a young 20s, late teens, you know, type of drama.
Continuing stars and that
yes. Okay. Blake Lively was in it, and Sean something Bagley or something. But anyway, yeah, it was just one of those shows that you see on those kid channels,
coming of age thing.
Yeah. Okay. All these really rich kids that live in Upper East Manhattan.
Perfect.
Yeah. Drama.
Can equate to that.
And she was also the voice of one of the characters in Frozen, right? She was
I think so.
Elsa, I believe.
Yeah.
Really?
Jared Hess is 38. He's the guy who is responsible for Napoleon Dynamite. Created and wrote and directed it.
Okay.
And also Nacho Libre, if you remember that one.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Kelly Riley is 40, plays Dr. Catherine Black on Black Box.
Oh, yeah.
Penny Hardaway is 46.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be an NBA guy.
Okay.
Vin Diesel is 50.
Vin.
Fast and Furious.
Forever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
Ricky Skaggs, 63, country mm-hmm. guy. Richard Branson is 67, the Virgin Empire guy.
Okay.
Billionaire. Speaking of billionaires, Steve Forbes is 70.
Yeah. So, you know, which one is richer?
Steve Forbes or Richard Branson?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're both doing okay.
They probably duke it out constantly.
Yeah, really.
Martha Reeves is 76 from Martha and the Vandellas.
Mm-hmm.
And Dancing in the Streets and stuff like that. Joe Torre is 77.
Oh, yeah.
New York Yankees and LA Dodgers guy. James Brolin, also 77.
Barbara Streisand.
Mr. Barbara Streisand, and also played the spy PW in Pee Wee's Big Adventure, if you remember that. Paging Mr. Herman.
Somehow I missed that.
Yeah.
Dion, if you remember Dion, Runaround Sue and The Wanderer,
okay.
78 today.
Right. Nick Faldo, golfer dude, would be 60 years old today. And Elizabeth McGovern, she was a singer chick. She's 56. All right, there you go, 619.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
In typical liberal fashion, you got Stephen Colbert of the CBS Late Show. Shows just how hypocritical he can be. During last Thursday's show, during his monologue, Colbert criticized the president for complimenting Brigitte Macron, the wife of the French president, Emmanuel Macron. While on a recent diplomatic trip to France, Colbert said, "Today, Trump met with France's elegant first lady, Brigitte Macron. And of course, he treated her like any other woman by objectifying her." Then continued to insult the president, saying, "This is not one of your European wife shopping trips. This is business." Then after admonishing the president for objectifying Brigitte Macron, Colbert thought it would be appropriate to disparage senior Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway, calling her, Satan's trophy wife. I guess your ratings were so low that they may be reaching the depths of hell.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly. which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Hey, good morning, 622, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. A couple returned home Saturday night to their Appleton, Wisconsin home to find a naked man asleep in the upstairs bedroom.
Man, you hate when that happens.
You just do. Who knew? When police arrived, they found the man hiding in a shower enclosure. Okay, that's not going to help.
Maybe that's why he was naked, though.
Maybe he's still taking a shower.
No, actually what happened was a bag of marijuana was found near the guy's duds.
Okay.
Further investigation revealed he'd consumed whiskey and blueberry muffins, which, of course, is what happens after you've smoked up some dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was then he shucked his duds and decided he was going to go to sleep.
Like you do.
In the shower.
Yeah.
It sounds like a typical Friday night.
Well, of course, in Appleton, Wisconsin, workers from a Memphis utility company suspected some homeowners were stealing electricity. The big orange cord was probably the giveaway. the big clue, actually, no, they did. They spotted an extension cord.
Oh, wow. That's real.
Yes,
okay.
It is stretching from the home to another residence. When utility workers showed up to the house, they saw several guns and called police. Police showed up with a search warrant, discovered the guns were stolen. And
The electricity.
Yeah, exactly. The haul includes some semi-automatic rifles, shotguns, and handguns. The thief of the electricity said, "Well, I would have unplugged it if he just asked me." Of course.
Just like I would have given back them guns if they had just asked
that's
me.
That's right.
Why you got to bring the cops into this, man?
Had we not known.
Just be cool.
That's right. Oh, then there's the, we have our Florida story for this morning.
Florida.
Woman who officials say brought someone else's sample to the parole and probation office, you know, like you have to for your drug test.
Right.
Brought somebody else's, apparently, on Thursday of last week. And, well, then she was arrested.
Yeah, they usually monitor that stuff.
They do. And the other thing that was not helpful is she brought some crack cocaine in with her.
That'll do it.
While she was there to visit with her parole and probation officer.
Officer
was about to transport one Claudia Diane Quinlan to the San Marian County Jail. Probation officer and the police officer noticed a small Ziploc baggie among the papers that she had in her hands. The baggie contained small rocks, tested positive for crack. Diane told officers that the drugs, of course, didn't belong to her.
They're not mine.
No. Just go ahead and start the conversation that way. And while she was being arrested, the police officer said it was noted that Ms. Quinlan had warrants from two other Florida counties, one a violation for possession of a controlled substance, another for violation of probation for a felony theft that had taken place as well. I guess she's somebody's mom. Maybe she's not.
You know, she's just trying to hit all the bases, sure that she covers everything.
Let's go ahead and get it all done right now. Your new paper collection will be your arrest warrant.
For over 35 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 16 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley.
So we've heard stories before about criminals who got their drugs taken away from them by the police and went to go demand the drugs back. But this guy maybe should win an award for his consistency. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Well, apparently this idiot never heard of the phrase, cut your losses. A guy in Clearwater, Florida, imagine that, named Michael Mott got arrested back in January for selling drugs to undercover cops, and they seized all the cash he had. Then last Monday, he called 911 a total of 98 times in 6 hours to demand they give him his money back. He wouldn't tell them his name, so even if they did want to give it back, they wouldn't have known what he was talking about. He even called the police chief's office at one point and yelled at the person who picked up. According to police, their emergency lines were tied up all day because of it. Obviously, they had to answer every single call that came through. Michael claims the state attorney's office isn't pursuing the drug charges anymore, so that's why he wanted the money back. But now he's facing an additional charge for making harassing phone calls. Just keep on digging, buddy. Eventually, you'll hit the core. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Rhonda Watson with Brazos Hospice and BetaMed about their scooters. We're going to talk about walking off fat and skin care. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning. Let's check some weather at 628. The weather is brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates. Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. High temperature today, same deal. Looking for a high temperature, probably about 96 or so. But the heat index value is probably even hotter than yesterday, around 105 or so is what we're looking at. 76 for a low temperature tonight, and we'll continue this pattern. All the way through Sunday, it looks like, where the high temperature will now be in the upper 90s with the heat index to follow right on up there, and the low temperature not getting much below 76 in the evening. Right now, the winds are calm, 94% relative humidity, fair skies. We've got 77.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. The Department of Homeland Security is approving a one-time increase of 15,000 additional visas for low-wage seasonal workers for the rest of this fiscal year, following heavy lobbying from fisheries, hospitality, and other industries that rely on temporary foreign workers. The increase represents a 45% bump from the number of H-2B visas normally issued for the second half of the fiscal year. The cast for Tim Burton's live-action reboot of the classic 1941 Disney film Dumbo is set. Michael Keaton, Colin Farrell, Danny DeVito, and Eva Green will star in the film, set to hit screens in March 2019. Stocks ended near the flat line as traders wait for more earnings reports later this week. The world's biggest asset manager, BlackRock, posted quarterly results that missed analyst estimates on both revenue and profit. Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and IBM weigh in today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 8 points. The NASDAQ added 2, and the S&P 500 was off a fraction. Futures trending upward. That's your money now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 77 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A former co-worker of the Bryan School District's new superintendent is heading this way. One of three administrators unanimously hired by the Bryan ISD board last night was the newly created position of chief of staff for Christy Whitbeck. She says the duties include taking some of the load off the district's associate superintendent for instruction.
And the intent is not to add senior level leadership over time. It is to simply work smart, to work as a team, and to find the strengths of each person so that we can accomplish the very most possible.
Whitbeck's chief of staff, Fort Bend Administrator Ginger Carabine, follows the hiring of her husband Mike last week as the new boys basketball head coach at Rudder. Board members also agreed to elevate two existing positions to central office administrators and fill those openings with current employees. Associate Superintendent Barbara Ibarra announced the transfer of Bryan Collegiate Principal Christina Richardson to become the district's Director of Advanced Academics.
As with many other parents who have students at Bryan Collegiate, I am also saddened to see her leave that campus. I recognize the sorrow that may ensue for those who've worked with her for so many years.
And the district's new director of data, statistics, testing, and assessment is Jill Morris. The College Station School Board has moved its first ever written policy on future changes to campus boundaries from a workshop setting to final consideration at tonight's monthly business meeting.
The CSISD board has deliberated the last 5 months on the proposed procedure. That begins with an annual review by administrators in December. The board will be told about any building with a population of less than 85% capacity or more than 110%. Board will also be notified when the proportion of low-income students is greater than desired. That percentage varies with the grade level and ranges between 7 and 15%. In addition to changing boundaries, the board can decide to let administrators regulate transfers, move programs, and bring in portable buildings, among other things. When the board decides to consider boundary changes, there will be at least one community forum, and there's an option, not a requirement, to appoint a committee. When new schools are open, the board will be guided by traditional grandfathering exceptions. A copy of the final draft's online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station has more than 8,300 properties in the city's rental registration program. There could be as many as 2,000 more that need to be registered. The City Council at its last meeting directed staff to prepare two changes. One, requested by Councilman James Benham, drops the annual renewal required by property owners unless there are changes in contact information and or owners.
Which would still mandate that they register any changes or updates, which I do not believe we should charge a fee for.
Another, requested by Community Development Director Debbie Eller, adds fourplexes to the program.
If we had that information available, it would really be helpful.
Why are they not part of it?
I do not know why they were not included in the original ordinance.
Mayor Carl Mooney wants Texas A&M to become more involved in notifying students where acceptable rentals are located.
At least by going through the university that has this integrated system with the city, right, you know that they're going to live in a place that's safe, that's sound, and that has all the basic needs covered.
College Station's current regulations covers the rental single-family homes and duplexes, regardless of the number of bedrooms. Up to six finalists have been chosen to be the next leader of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency. That was part of the update given by Brian Mayor Andrew Nelson at the City Council's last meeting.
I got a sneak peek of some of the finalists, and I can say that Brian should be very excited about the future of our regional economic development. Very, very much looking forward to that.
Nelson also says new bylaws have been written by the RVP board.
They need to be ratified by this group, so we'll get that on an agenda item. I think is will meet the pleasure of this council.
Nelson shared no details to the background of the finalists for RVP president or changes to the agency's bylaws. A Bryan man scheduled to go on trial next January for the assault, robbery, kidnapping, and murder of a College Station convenience store clerk is accused of assaulting a Brazos County detention officer for the third time. According to the arrest report from the sheriff's office, when 39-year-old Nathaniel Tillery refused to comply with orders to go to his cell, he grabbed the deputy by his throat or neck and he forced the right side of the officer's head into a table. The deputy, who had been assaulted by Tillery before, was treated and released for his injuries from the Sunday night incident. Last week's response by Bryan firefighters and animal control to rescue a feral cat from the top of the historic Queen Theater is something that happens more often than you might think.
Concerned citizens hear cat noises out of some of the gutters, the drain gutters and so on, that go around from some of these old buildings. But those drain gutters are open on both ends. Those cats live there and go through those all the time.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bow says it's been a while since they've had to do a more traditional rescue, such as rescue a cat out of a tree. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 77 degrees. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Good morning, it's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Partial sun for today. There's the potential for a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. High is going to be somewhere between 90 and 95. For tonight, we'll be clear to partly cloudy. Lows will be 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. It's a hot and humid day. Highs 95 to 100 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear, 75 to 80. We'll have sunshine and heat during the day on Thursday. Highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Big 12's media days began yesterday. We'll hear some of the statements from the coaches that spoke. Meanwhile, the Rangers dropped the first game of their series with the Orioles, while the Astros fell to the Mariners, and the Rockets are for sale. All the details will be coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, like little rockets you shoot up in the air for 4th of July?
Oh, yeah, those rockets.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
The Houston Rockets.
Okay, another billion-dollar franchise out there. Just all you got to do is put some shekels together.
Mm-hmm.
See how that works out. Okay, so this whole healthcare thing deals just not working out very well for the Republicans. First, you end up with the John McCain having the little eye problem,
mm-hmm.
and now a couple of more senators have bailed on this thing. So I don't know what square it's back to, but they're not going to vote this week, apparently.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell expected to hold a repeal-only vote of the Affordable Care Act after two more GOP lawmakers said that they would vote no on the revised Senate health care plan. Republican Senator John Barrasso had hoped the holdouts would come around.
Some's concerned that it goes too far. Some concerns it doesn't go far enough.
Senator John McCain, recovering from surgery, tweeted a statement saying Congress must now return to regular order and listen to governors to provide access to quality, affordable health care. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Mitch has said, that's Mitch McConnell, quote, in the coming days, the Senate will vote to take up the bill, with the First Amendment in order being what a majority of the Senate has already supported in 2015. That was vetoed by then-President Obama, a repeal of Obamacare, with a two-year delay to provide for a stable transition period. In other words, they will try to repeal and replace Obamacare separately. So,
mm-hmm.
Is this something that people who actually work in healthcare have any say in besides just contacting their local representative?
I don't know how. So tell me what you mean.
Well, I don't know. I guess it's just the whole, you know, the government and these, you know, senators and politicians trying to figure out this healthcare law.
Oh, you mean, do other people actually have a
right,
say?
No. Like doctors and nurses and people who are actually in healthcare.
No.
So you've got this very, very minuscule like percentage of people trying to figure out. And somehow they're still not able to agree on
but
it.
But, Chelsea, they are all so much smarter.
I know.
Than
you're right. You're right. You're
we
right.
Just, we just have
my master's degree means nothing.
No, it doesn't. We know nothing.
And I'm not saying I do either, but you would think that, you know, the people who were professionals in the industry would know more.
Well, and over the weekend, strangely enough, the junior senator from Texas was the darling of a whole lot of people because he had tried to come up with an idea.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to come up with kind of a bare-bones insurance plan. For instance, if you're young and you're healthy, why should you have to pay for people who are not young and healthy? Of course, the whole concept of insurance is a whole bunch of people put their money into a pool, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it less expensive for those people who are going to draw money out, but it kind of makes it more expensive for the people who aren't going to draw money out for a while.
True.
That is, you know, you pay your premiums along the way, and then later on, when you need things, then your premiums that you had put in essence, pay for your care that you need later on. That's mm-hmm. kind of the concept of insurance. But the deal is, why do I want to have to pay for some person who is not healthy, and we don't like that. I mean, that's the whole idea of having group policies. Well, now we make this group so big that there are a whole bunch of people, because of pre-existing conditions and other circumstances, would not be able to get insurance. So clearly that's not going to be inexpensive, because they're going to need care, and care is expensive. But what Cruz's idea was is to take somebody, maybe like yourself, who doesn't have a great need for insurance now, so you could have a lower premium. And then here's the part that gets a little dicey then, is that insurance companies would be able to receive a subsidy from the federal government to help pay for those more expensive people who they have to take care of. Now, kind of interesting that it would be Ted Cruz, who's a real conservative, who wants to do that. But the idea is, the attraction to it is, that a young person would go, oh, okay, well, I can do that.
Right.
You know, then I can pay for that. Then you do get more money back into the system. And so he was trying to shop that around a little bit over the weekend. And it was gaining a little bit of traction. But now these latest two senators who have pulled out have caused the situation to once again be precarious. And nobody knew that John McCain was going to need eye surgery and have to go back to Arizona and be there for a week. So that slows that situation down. So now all of a sudden.
Where's this plan, though, that Trump was out there saying is the greatest plan ever? It's going to be the best plan. Nobody's going to have a better plan than this. It should have been how it was the whole time.
I don't know if you know. He's a salesman. And that thing is, salesmen tend to use hyperbole. But anyway.
Yeah.
So
well, and he didn't have any tweets this morning, but he did say yesterday Republicans should just repeal failing Obamacare now and work on a new health care plan that will start from a clean slate. Dems will join in.
Yeah, and that's right. Well, and the thing is, this is especially important for Texas as well, because they need to figure out what they're going to do with Medicaid dollars. Again, this is the largest Medicaid network for children in America, in Texas. And so you have to know what's going to be going on there. And that affects what goes on in Austin, because we need to know how those people who can't take care of themselves, especially young people, are going to be cared for in this federal government plan. So there's a lot of moving pieces and parts and stuff like that continues. But in the meantime, oh, today's the day. Oh, happy day. It's time for the special session to start.
Woo!
And it's going to take on a lot of things, including property taxes. Now, yesterday at the Texas Public Policy Foundation meeting in Austin, the governor was there, and he was asked about property taxes in particular.
There is a sort of increased chorus, especially by mayors and city council members and some county commissioners, that because the primary local taxing authority is the school district, that taking action on them will unfairly harm the cities and the counties. I know we're going to encounter that argument in this special session, and I invite you to speak to that point.
Sure. What these officials need to remember is that it is taxpayers who pay 100% of the taxes as a result of the tax increases, especially the property tax increases imposed by these government bodies. And those taxpayers should be able to have a say in what their taxes are going to be, especially if those tax increases are, let's say, more than 4 or 5%.
And that's what SB 2 is about, is the House had a provision that you might be able to have a rollback election to roll back the tax rate. The Senate has a plan where it would be mandatory that you had to have a rollback. Well, again, we have local folks here who do our taxing entities who are not comfortable with the fact that Austin is going to dictate to them legislation that would cause, for instance, if you're a resident of Bryan or College Station and you're not happy with your tax rate, then you'd get a chance to have a rollback election to roll those taxes back. Well, I think we all wish government wouldn't continue to grow, but it does. And again, we're the 600-pound elephant in the room are your school taxes, because they are far and away the largest percentage.
Oh, yeah.
Now, are you going to take money away from children? Because many educators will say, well, we just need more money. We need more money. Well, there are a lot of Texans who don't feel that way. So anyway, that's the thing that's really nuts and bolts. They're going to talk more about the bathroom bill, that's for sure. But the special session starts today, and We'll see how all that plays out. All right, 649.
Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We gardeners haven't had an easy time of it these past 10 or 15 years across Texas. We've seen record droughts, and recent trends haven't looked all that much better. We're heading into the end of the summertime. It's a good time to detail some of the ways that we misuse the water that we do have. It's a very critical message. We need to be thinking about it. It's our hope that we can save water and our critical plants in the process. These mistakes get my votes as our biggest errors of all. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769 or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. So what are some of the common ways that gardeners misuse water? Well, I think we misinterpret the guidelines. When our cities tell us that we must cut way back on our watering, there are those among us who read that to say we shouldn't water at all. No city wants to look like the Sahara. Water prudently if you're allowed, but do water to save the critical plants. We fail to prioritize. Some plants are much more difficult and expensive to replace. You need to decide which are the most important to your landscape and then take steps to nurture them through. It may involve hauling gray water to them, or at least it will mean that they get those gallons you do use outdoors. Smaller shrubs with shallower root systems are at the top of that list. Without supplemental irrigation of some sort, they'll die within the first several weeks of water curtailments. So will ground covers. You hate to watch a 5-year-old bed of Asian jasmine die for lack of $5 worth of water applied a few times over the summer. By comparison, large shade trees and Bermuda turf can usually stand the abuse without serious harm. You simply have to decide which plants are expendable and which plants aren't, which are most vulnerable. We never change our settings on our sprinkler systems. That one amazes me. The installer put the clocks on 20 minutes per station. He probably also set the sprinklers to run daily. Challenge excessive consumption. Plants don't need excessive irrigation. Put your system back into the manual mode and then jockey with each station to be sure that all of your plants dry out at the same rate. Some of the stations with spray heads may only run a few minutes. Others with impact heads may need 5 or 10 times as much time. And you can also get a smart controller, and that is the best thing you can do because it monitors the situation. It has a computer mechanism built into it. We don't maintain our sprinkler systems in good repair. Most importantly, look for broken or missing heads. One missing head will waste huge amounts of water each time the system runs. Heads are always getting out of alignment. You can usually see some form of marking showing where each head should be aimed. You want to aim it in the correct direction.
We fail to pre-water. If we have heavy clay soil, we need to get it moist to start with, otherwise it will repel the water. These are just a few of the ways that we abuse water. There are plenty of others. Unusual troubles of the late summer in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:55. Well, the Texas A&M Athletics Hall of Fame has some new inductees. The 2017 class consists of former football players Von Miller and Antonio Armstrong, sprinter Jessica Beard, women's basketball player Danielle Adams, Eric Sen from diving, and baseball player Jim Hacker. The official induction of the 2017 Aggie class will take place at the Burgess Banquet on September 15th. Meanwhile, last week was SEC Media Days. This week, it's the Big 12's turn. First up in Frisco yesterday was TCU head man Gary Patterson. He was asked about the Horned Frogs' regression on defense last season.
We were missing about four D linemen from a year ago that would have helped us do some of the things, but guys that played. It's hard to play in this league and play with a consistent your best players at inside are 260, 270 pounds. So we went out and got four guys that are in the 300-pound range. No, we'll find out. As I always tell people, they're paper tigers. Can they play at this level? And can they play well at this level? So we tried to address the needs both at end and at tackle and at linebacker.
Patterson's team went 6-7 last season, allowing 28 points per game. Also speaking with the media yesterday were Kansas head man David Beatty, Iowa State's Matt Campbell, New Oklahoma head man Lincoln Riley, and Texas Tech's Cliff Kingsbury, who finds himself in the hot seat heading into his fifth year.
That's part of the job. I think that everybody but the four that make the playoff every year are basically on the hot seat in college football. I mean, you're coaching for your job every year, and we know that. And so I don't feel any more pressure than I ever have. I always expect to win and give Texas Tech what it deserves and their fans and their alumni and that university. So to me, we're moving forward and have tried to improve all our processes. But as far as added pressure, that's not something we've tried to dwell upon.
Kingsbury is entering his fifth season at Texas Tech, where he's coached his alma mater to a 24-26 overall record. Taking the stage today are a couple of new head coaches, Texas's Tom Herman and Baylor's Matt Rhule. Also speaking will be West Virginia's Dana Holerson, Kansas State's Bill Snyder, and Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy. The Brazos Valley Bombers hit the road yesterday to face the Texas Marshals in Plano, but the Marshals took home the victory 8-2. The guys will look for redemption tonight against the Marshals. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
swing and a miss. Altuve strikes out, and that is the ball game. Seattle Mariners hold on for the 9-7 victory in 10 innings as the Astros drop the first game of this three-game series.
Kyle Seager and Danny Valencia hit back-to-back homers in the 10th inning to lift the Seattle Mariners to a 9-7 win over the Houston Astros. All-star Carlos Correa left the game with a jammed left thumb. Here's Correa on the injury.
Something's been bothering me lately, you know, I was wishing with the break it was just going to go away, but today I felt it really bad.
Correa jammed the same thumb on a head-first slide at home base July 4th and sat out the next day. The Astros look to bounce back from their loss in Game 2 with the Mariners tonight at Minute Maid. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. Also for the Astros, 40-year-old designated hitter Carlos Beltran hasn't played in the field for more than 2 months, so last night he and his teammates gathered in center field at Minute Maid Park and held a mock funeral for his glove, which apparently died from inactivity. Meanwhile, in Baltimore, Seth Smith hit a tie-breaking homer in the 7th inning, and the Orioles used a strong performance by its struggling pitching staff to beat the Texas Rangers 3-1. The Rangers will be hoping to avoid a three-game skid when they face the Orioles tonight in Baltimore. First pitch is at 6:05, and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And in the NBA, Houston Rockets owner Leslie Alexander is selling the team. Alexander took over as owner in 1993, and the Rockets went on to win back-to-back titles in 1994 and 95. Rockets CEO Tad Brown says Alexander has been approached over the years by those looking to buy the team, but he never considered it until very recently. There's no set timetable for the sale. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. and we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hey, let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on ActionSportsTX.com. Unfortunately, we're in that pattern because it's, you know, mid-July. High temperature today around 96 or 97. Heat index around 105 or so, and winds will be out of the southeast at only about 5 miles an hour. It will swelter today, and it'll continue probably all the way through Sunday. Slight chance of some pop-up showers in the afternoon. That's about it. Right now we've got 77 degrees. It's 7 o'clock, WTAW.